So tell me a little bit about Primordia. How is it different from the other games you guys have created over the years?
Well, it's got a definite visual style that I've never, that is not in our previous games, and also a style that I've never quite seen before. The artist, his name is Victor Flug, or Flug, or something like that. Sorry, Victor, if you're listening to this. He just has this very, unique Geiger-esque, I don't know how you describe the style, but it's just got this evocative feeling. You look at the art and it's kind of melancholy and beautiful and just evocative at the same time. He just likes making just wasteland. He likes making environments out of junk, and that's pretty much the game is about. It's just post-apocalyptic wasteland. Robots are the only creatures left, so everything's got this kind of mechanical but at the same time wasted look to it, and it's just really, it's a kind of visual style that none of my games have, which makes me really love it. And also the story is really beautiful and dark, and everything about it's very different. I mean, from a technical standpoint, it's the first game we've done that has a team working on a different person working on every single aspect of it. It's got its own artist, its own composer, its own writer, its own programmer. So it's like a full team working on it. I'm not really physically involved with any of the major production aside from the voice acting and just, you know, making sure that everything is staying on track.
So I actually basically how the game is different. So at the same time, how is it similar? How does it fit into like what you guys are doing over there?
Well, it's got the it's strong emphasis on story. The characters are really interesting and very deep. And also there's a lot of the game really rewards playing deeply. Like if you really explore and really, you know, talk to everyone and find like there's tons of optional puzzles, and if you go through them all, you'll learn so much more about the world than if you play through it fairly casually. So that is something that it's very similar to other games. Like, we really big focus on story and characters and such.
Are there any games that gamers out there would harken back to? Like, if they play this, would they be like, oh, this kind of, like, reminds me of the first Fallout, or this reminds me of this, this reminds me of that? Are there any inspirations you see, like, automatically when playing this game?
I got a definite Fallout vibe when I played it, if only because the first section of it takes place out in like this wasteland, and it just looks like a bomb has hit it. So that definitely reminds me of Fallout. There's this city, once you get into there, definitely reminds me of Beneath the Steel Sky with that really grimy city. The real grimy city thing. So Fallout, Beneath the Steel Sky. People say Machinarium with all the robots and mechanical creatures.
Wow.
I never played Machinarium, so I can't vouch for it, but people tell me Machinarium, so I'll say okay. So definitely those three, a mashup of Fallout, the Steel Sky, and Machinarium. Maybe something else, but I can't think of it.
Is there anything else that Wadjet Eye Games is working on that we should know about?
Well, my wife is working on iOS ports of our game. She's working on Gemini Rue right now.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So we'll be able to play that on the iPad hopefully next year. And she's got it on the device itself. It's just a lot of fussing to get it touch screen friendly. And it's not enough for us to just throw it on the iPad and be like, here, we want to make sure it's good. Like it plays very naturally on the touch screen. So there's a lot of tweaking to do. And I'm also starting on the next Blackwell game. So that's just the very early production stages right now. I've got a basic design of getting the art together. I'm focusing more on Primordia now because I just am. It's not that easy for me to divide my attention, but I'm starting it slowly. Once Primordia is done, I'll be working on Blackwell and pretty much nothing else.
Okay, if you had to sell this game to somebody, like with a catchphrase or something like that, what do you think you'd say?
Which one? Primordia?
Primordia, yeah.
A catchphrase. I don't know. Basically, if you like our other stuff, you'll like this. Anyone who likes old school adventure games, anyone who likes good story, anyone who likes good art, interesting characters. I mean, that's not really a short phrase, but people ask me that a lot about, you know, like who are you selling this game to, or that kind of thing. And what I always say is that I never really think about that, because whenever I do try to sell a game to a specific audience or a specific market, the game inevitably always does badly, because I don't have the heart just isn't there. So I always say it's a game for people like me. I'm publishing the game, I'm working on the game because I really like it. And that's really all I can say.